Well, welcome everybody. Tim Karskatten again, our daily podcast here from Christian Center.
We fall short.
We're releasing a word this week. An urgent update. Things are shifting in the earth. We must shift with them.
Forgive us, O Lord.
Be awake in this hour. We're going to talk about that today. Be ready for what's about to occur.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. This is a song of repentance. This is a plea to your heart. Would you purify us, Lord? Open your hand to deliver. Reach down.
That's who we believe in, isn't it? The Holy God that we love and serve. And this is a important time. Well, welcome, everybody. It's Monday. It is the 16th day of May 2022. We're in the month of Iyar still. Actually, on the Hebraic calendar, it's the 15th day. So we had a 15 yesterday, got another 15 today. So you're almost, it's just day by day. It's a duplication, a double anointing that's happened during this month between the two calendars. And I come to you today with a soberness because the Lord is really bringing some major warnings, major warfare indications that are going on from many of the prophets. We are getting it as well. A fear of the Lord is going to be our key, and walking in that and repentance, being broken, staying low in this hour like you never have before. I remember a dream I had many years ago, and I was on this shore, I don't know where I was, on a coastline somewhere, and I was just out swimming in the water, and I grew up on the coast, so I know how to swim in undertow and things like that, just because you learn, you're out there so much. And I remember I was in this I don't know what to say was, but this ocean. And then all of a sudden I knew a tsunami was coming. And I thought, oh no, it's going to wipe us out. There's no hope, because a tsunami will come on you very quickly. And so I was still out, I don't know how far offshore, but the tsunami was coming. And when it did, it sucked the water out from where I was and pulled it out toward the ocean to build a force against, the shoreline that was coming. And I thought, I'm not going to survive. I mean, I'm just not. There's no way I can survive. So I put my head down on the ground at that time, and I just thought, well, I'll just get as low as I can and hope. You know, because I've been in rough waters before, and sometimes you just need to relax your body and let the waves just literally spit you out on the shore. It's what you kind of do. Well, anyway, this thing's coming over, and I mean, it's ominous. It's huge. It's massive as it comes over my head. And I thought, well, this is the end. I'm going to die. It's what I thought in the dream. And then it overcomes me, and I mean, and I'm underwater, and I remember saying to myself, I'm okay. I can breathe. And I'm surviving. And I remember I told my friend at that time, Bob Jones, a prophet, the stream, and he said, that's right, son. He says, if you stay low, no matter what comes, the Lord will protect you. And I am telling you, this is a prophetic word for this critical update today. We've got to stay low in this moment. Stay broken, like that song talks about that we played in the intro there about repentance. Stay in that place where we ask for the mercy of the Lord in this hour. I think it's critical, like never before. Choose for your house that you're going to serve the Lord. You know, I thought about how Joshua, when they crossed the land, and Joshua he's looking at the history of Israel, and he says in 14th verse of 24th chapter, he says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. He says, if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods of which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you were living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I believe that's a word from God right now, choosing to serve the Lord in this moment. I had another warning dream, and I'm not going to get into it because I think it's way too controversial for many people. Had it last week. And in this dream, tragedy, just hardship was coming upon the earth. And I thought, man. And all of a sudden, God started handing out this, I don't know what to explain. I don't want to explain too much. But he gave us the skill or the ability to be able to withstand what is coming and escape. That's the best way I can put it. I'm not talking about rapture. I'm talking about escaping while you're here on earth, just like my dream said. And I remember in that dream, I didn't finish it, but as that tsunami came over me, I remember then I looked on the shore and I saw as this thing hit the ground on the shore, it created whirlwinds. And they began to go and knock out people's houses and buildings. But then those that were sheltered in the love of God, the whirlwinds avoided them. And they were saved, much like the Passover story. When the death angel come over, and this sounds like dramatic to you maybe, but I'm telling you, we're at a moment right now where we're going to have that type of supernatural intervention from the Lord. And he's sending it. I mean, that's what he's telling me right now through the prophetic. And I'm not the only one getting it. Many others are getting the same thing, that God is about to do this. Now, on this day, today, a friend of mine, Clay Nash, some of y'all follow him, and he's a friend of mine, and we've become real good friends here in the last year or so. He had a word on Friday, the 13th. This is before any news came out about what's happening here in America today, about our abortion issue and so forth. But in this encounter, the word was the win, W-I-N, of the war will begin Monday, and he felt it was today. And I'm here to say it's a critical update. I want you to be prepared, be in the Lord. And he said, the intensity of the battle, many are not prepared for. And I thought about Gideon and how he had to, you know, weed out, in a sense, those who weren't ready for the intensity of battle. And there are many that are not ready. But in this, I don't want to read the whole word, but he kept hearing this word, which was something that was coming on Monday, and it will be heard throughout the earth. And he said, watch and see. And basically he was saying that the Lord was going to use these things that are coming to prepare those who've not been prepared. He's going to increase his army, he said in the word. For every man, there's a degree that he must be pushed back into a corner to finally fight. But even though them seem as weak, shall not be seen as strong, as the battle will intensify beginning Monday, says the Lord. So some of them are going to look weak, but I'm telling you, God is going to increase. So we feel like today, on the calendar, spiritual calendar, that the war just went to another level today. Now, I'm recording this a little ahead of time on Sunday, so I don't know what's going to happen in America. There's a potential. We're being told that the Supreme Court may release its opinions today. I don't know. We don't have full confirmation of that, but we're told that, and we're watching and praying concerning that. And it's a matter of if God wants to do that, amen. And we have the groups in America who have said that this summer, if our abortion case goes the way we think it should for life, they said it's going to be a summer of rage. And we prophesy a different. We say it's going to be a summer of life. We must respond in like manner. I like that term, like manner. I remember Paul Keith Davis years ago, many years ago, had an encounter where he saw the spirits of darkness coming into the earth. He saw Mussolini, Hitler, places, spirits from those ages coming into the earth to create the same havoc. We're seeing that with Putin right now. And in this encounter, the Lord screamed, he said to him, in this encounter and said, and the church, the ecclesia, must respond in like manner. We cannot just sit there and just say, well, they're going to take over. They're going to take over. No, we must respond in like manner. And the Lord's protection is available. And there's some scriptures the Lord gave me out of Psalms that I really feel like this protection that God's going to give us in this hour, that the omnipresent one is going to surround, support, and protect us in this hour. Those who are ready. And I think that's the Gideon army. There are some that do not realize what's about to happen and what is happening. Some are just even what is happening, they're not even catching it. And we don't want to be those people. We want to be those people that said, yes, Lord, we see it. But let me read these over you. And I just want to do this in a type where you receive it and it's a promise from the Lord and you make it a declaration. You know, decreeing is more powerful in the sense that you've heard directly from the Lord, but you are allowed to declare the word of the Lord. And this is out of Psalms 5:12. It says, for surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous and you surround them with your favor as with a shield. And so I'm prophesying over you as well, because I feel this is a prophetic word, that you're going to experience the favor of God and it's going to be like a shield before you and around you. Another one is Psalms 32:7. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Lord, I declare that over everybody listening here today, that they're going to have this protection. That, Lord, you are going to be that hiding place. I think about Corrie ten Boom there in Amsterdam, in Harlem, where she, I've been to that house numerous times in that community, or that watch house where she had the hiding place. She had a hole in the wall where Jews would hide and be rescued and be sent out of the country for safety. I declare the Lord is going to create hiding places for us in this time to protect us from the coming trouble. Another one is Psalms 125:2. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. We not only have protection in this hour, but for the future as well. We have protection for ourselves and for our family and for our friends and for the kingdom, for the ecclesia. It is here upon us. And then another one is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I love that. So the scripture tells us so many times, do not fear. Why? Because that's our greatest enemy. It is one of the greatest enemies of anything we're believing for faith. And we all struggle with it. It's a reality. But know this, the Lord said, I'm with you. Do not be dismayed. Dismay, discouragement. It's common, guys. There's nothing wrong with you. But it will be broken when you know that he's God and that he's with us. And as we watch this week and beyond, it's going to another level. I don't know how better to explain it to you. It's going to another level. So on this, the 16th day in the natural, but the 15th day of Ayar, the month of provision, the month of deliverance, the month of breakthrough, the month going to the mountain of the Lord, the month where manna came, the month where water came, provision came, the wood that was thrown into the bitter waters of Mara, which is speaks of the cross. It was given during this month. It is ours to have for a time such as this. So this is our update today. This is what time it is. We know prophetically, and we want you to be informed. We want you to be on the wall, but we also want you to know that God has already made a way of protection. He already sees what's coming, and he's already made a way of escape before it even gets here. And for that, I'm so grateful. It's the mercy of God. It's the grace of God. Let's stay in this place of repentance this week. Let's stay low when this tsunami of trouble comes over us and recognize we can breathe. And just get low enough, you can breathe, even though the thing is washing over you. You will not die. You will live. I prophesy that over you right now. I prophesy that you will walk in a place this month and the days ahead that you're going to walk in supernatural peace. And everybody's going to say, how can you walk in peace in the midst of this chaos? It's because God is with you and for you. Lord, I thank you that you are our strength and our shield, and the favor sits upon us. Bless everybody here today with the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, welcome, and thanks again for listening every day on these podcasts here on this platform. Please share with your friends. As usual, that really helps us grow this audience, that we are bringing warnings and directions and how to walk through this season. Go to our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, as well as our app. I remind you, we're back on Telegram now. If you like that app, you can follow us there as well. We'll put updates, articles, as well as some of our live streaming will be there. We'd like you to follow us. Just put in my name, Tim Karskadden, and you'll find that page, and you can keep up with us. All right, God bless you. See you tomorrow.